Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dignan. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the first baseman, Ty Klein. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hans moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dietz. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Dietz steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to third. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 1 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan fields the ball and throws to Hans covering. Safe. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans fires to first and has Marshall trapped. There's the throw to Beckert who tags Marshall for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Bob Barton now catching. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Dignan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-0 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lanier moves to third. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Hunt scores. Klein moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Phil Regan now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Barton and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Willie Mays pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Bob Barton. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jack Hyatt now catching. Willie Mays now playing center field. Frank Johnson now playing second base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport throws to second for one, and Johnson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-1 in the game. Regan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Regan moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.